This past week, a prominent Republican and former Bush administration official warned that his party is headed in the wrong direction.
I'm concerned that by a series of initiatives, the Republican Party has become the political extension of conservative Christians.
That's John Danforth, a former Republican senator from Missouri and most recently President Bush's ambassador to the United Nations. He's also an ordained Episcopal priest. After Senator Danforth published an op-ed piece in the New York Times, we called him to ask why he thinks his party has been transformed and how.
I think that there are several indications of this. One is the extraordinary participation of Republican politics in the unfortunate case of Terry Schiavo. I think contrary to basic principles of the Republican Party, the idea that a federal court trumps a state court, the idea that Congress should try to intervene and get the feeding tube restored for some specific person. I think in my own state of Missouri, the state legislature has been deeply involved in the stem cell research issue to the point of putting forward legislation to criminalize research relating to cells in a petri dish. I mean, it is not apparent to me why cells in a petri dish are comparable to human beings.
You're an Episcopal priest, and you say you don't fault religious people for taking political action, that that's something that they're called to do by faith. But you blame politicians. Can you explain to me that?
I think as a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a non-believer or anybody else, you have political views and you want to succeed with the political views and you want those views to prevail politically and prevail in legislation. And that's very natural. And religious people have been involved in politics for a very long time and will continue to be. And, I'm one of them. But I think that there is a big difference between individuals being involved in politics and even groups of individuals being involved in politics on one hand, and a political party transforming itself into the political extension of a sectarian view.
What's the danger of that?
First of all, there's a constitutional danger. I mean, if government is the means of implementing a religious agenda, that raises obvious First Amendment issues. But beyond that, it's divisive, because the basic purpose of our government is, and I think always has been, to try to hold together a very diverse country. And if government presents itself as being the arm of a religious group, it's very divisive for a country. Also, just speaking to somebody who is a practicing Christian, I don't understand the degree of certainty that religious people have that their religious views can be effectively implemented by government or by legislation.
How has President Bush promoted this transformation of the party into what you call a political arm of conservative Christians?
I'm a great supporter of President Bush. I served in his administration. I'm not at all interested in weighing in on any particular individual. I'm simply talking about my own party. And, for example, in the state of Missouri, the state legislature's involvement in this doesn't have anything to do with the president.
Has a lot of this happened under his watch, though?
I've given you my answer.
You know, when you talk about this political transformation of the Republican Party, who is left behind? What voices or opinions in the Republican Party are left out when this happens?
There are a lot of Republicans, I'd say almost all Republicans, who share a common viewpoint relating to the role of government in our lives. They believe in limited government. They believe in the importance of the private sector. They believe in keeping the burden of taxes and regulations light. They believe in a strong national defense. They believe in engaged foreign policy. They believe in what have been basic principles of the Republican Party for a very long period of time. And they see those issues taking second place to a religious agenda that to them is not their agenda.
What do you think needs to happen for the Republican Party to return to what you've outlined as more traditional GOP values?
Well, my hope in writing the op-ed piece was to see if there's any response out there. I mean, I'm not interested in being in a parade that consists of myself alone. And I'm very interested in finding whether there are like-minded people out there who are going to weigh in on the same point and make their views known.
Former Missouri Senator John Danforth resigned in January as ambassador to the UN. Thanks for your time.
Bye.